So this story might be a little less inspirational than Jacob's, but it's okay to laugh also. You'll understand why I say that in a moment. So when I was a sophomore in college, my father got really sick. So after a few weeks in the hospital with all the doctors and family trying to figure out what to do, we made the decision to take him home to his house on hospice, just so they could make whatever time was left as comfortable as possible. So we brought him home to, he lived in this little house on the Chesapeake Bay, right on top of one of the Calvert Cliffs. So we brought him home there, and I basically spent my time reading this little book the hospice nurse had given us called Signs and Symptoms of Death. So it had all these categories, like, you know, months to years, and weeks to months, and days to weeks, and I don't know why this was important to me, but I just really wanted to know where we were. So on the day in question, I'm reading through my checklist, I'm like, you know, this morning I was feeling really days to weeks, but some of this stuff is straight up hours to days, and I get a phone call, and I answer, and it's a woman speaking to me in formal Arabic. I should say, at this point, I had been studying formal Arabic for 3.5 semesters, so I was not fluent. But she says, "We are on the way." So I'm kind of scrambling in either language, like, what do I say here? And so I managed to stammer out, "My father is sick," I say, looking at Mr. Hours to Weeks over here. And she's like, says a bunch of stuff I don't understand, and then she's like, "See you in 30 minutes. So I hang up the phone. Everybody's looking at me, obviously super confused, because I was having this conversation in Arabic. And my mother's like, "Who was that?" And I was like, "Kautar." And she was like, "Who?" So who it was, my father's brother, my uncle, is married to a French lady, my aunt by marriage, and her nephew is married to this Moroccan lady. And so that couple had come over to our house when they moved to D.C. about a year before this story, and we'd had a barbecue. And it was like, it was fine. You know, my mother spoke like elementary school French, and I spoke less than elementary school Arabic, and they hadn't really learned English yet, but we kind of talked a little, and we were like, "We'll do it again sometime." And sometime had come. So my father's hospital bed was right in the living room, like right inside the front door of the house. So I'm kind of listening for them. I like looking through my Arabic book preparing. And so I'm listening. I hear the car, their car, like crunch in on the driveway. So I rush out there. It's the couple that I'd met and their kids and these two old ladies who they said were family friends from Morocco who just got into the U.S. for the first time. This was their first day. So I was like, "Marhaban, welcome. Indoors is not appropriate for children." So they were confused, but they left their kids with the old ladies, and they came inside. And so obviously they were beyond horrified when they got inside. Like, we were shocked, but they were, I mean, even more shocked. So it was awkward, obviously. And so after a few minutes, my mother in French is like, "Why don't you guys go have a picnic outside? Like, look for shark's teeth." So we didn't really know how to say shark's teeth, so I managed to be like, "Old fish teeth." And they're like, but they leave. They get the hint. And they leave. So we're trying to figure out, you know, I don't know, apparently maybe he can hear. So we're like playing songs he likes. Wagner, Roy Orbison, I don't know. I'm looking at my list, and he dies. So, you know, we take that on board. And we're trying to figure out, you know, what do you do next? Obviously in a larger way, like, I don't have a father anymore. But, like, in a smaller way, like, what do you do next? So the hospice nurse helps us, like, call somebody to come take away all the medications because we're not allowed to keep them. And we call, like, a hearse to take away his body. And I'm just trying to wrap my head around, like, oh my God, I have to call my uncle, I have to call my grandma, like, and then we hear a knock on the door. So we're like, oh, maybe. So we go to the door, open the door, and it's the Moroccan people, who I had totally forgotten about, and they want to say bye to my parents. You're right, I only have one now. So I remembered my Arabic teacher saying that there were two ways to say died. One was more polite, like passed away, and one was a little more like abrupt. So I picked wrong, and I'm like, 5 minutes hence, my father croaked. And there, they're having like the worst picnic of their lives. And so one of the old ladies, who I hadn't really gotten to know, said to me, and she said something that I actually understood, because I had just that week, my Arabic vocabulary list was about words for surprises, like like good surprises and bad surprises. So what she said was basically, what a horrible, horrible surprise. Sudma kabira jiddan. And so I was like, yeah. Sudma kabira jiddan. And then the hearse pulled up and they had to move their van.